Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. Jeffrey Zabar is here. Jeffrey's our good friend, longtime Brain Trust member. Already had his 18th anniversary and as a member of our Brain Trust. He is he's one of the original home-based business owners in the world. I think they're going to put him in a museum one of these days. He's a guy who helps people put their best foot forward out there, his customers. He helps them with their words, and he's a nationally recognized and awarded journalist and an author of three books. He's our good friend Jeffrey. Welcome back.
Always a pleasure to be with you. Thanks for having me. I get my words out this morning.
Wake up, Jeff. Wake up. Hey, Jeff. I'd love to think about the times that I have worked up prospects over the years, and they didn't do business with me, and I left them a proposal, and 5 years later they call me up and they'd say, "Hey Jim, is this proposal still good?" or I'd lose their business and I'd say, "Don't worry, it's okay. I'm going to get your business back."
Yeah.
And 2, 3, 4 years later I get it back.
Yeah.
Or I mean, I think about all the times that I just never burned a bridge. That's the key, I think. Never burned a bridge. Always told people that, hey, if not now, someday, we'll do it. And that kind of attitude served me well over the years. You've had a recent experience like that too, haven't you?
Yeah, I had a, I've been in my market. I'm born and raised in South Florida. I've been in my market, well, since I was born, 50-some years ago.
Well, you haven't been able to get a visa out of South Florida.
Exactly. I can't get out of here. I have too many hooks. It's not that they won't let me out.
It's that extradition thing.
Exactly. So, I've been here all my life, and professionally I've obviously been here all my life, and I realize that, your name is your brand, and so, I meet a lot of people over the course of my work, whether going out to meetings and the like, or doing events, or just calling on folk for different stories I'm working on. And I realize, and I've come to realize after 30 years in this business, that, you may send out that proposal, or you may get a one-off, engagement from somebody, but the key is to be patient in your marketing, to be patient in your outreach, and be patient in how in the realization that you may run an ad today, if you're an advertising type, or you run an ad on social media in your local paper, and it may not pay dividends immediately, but the patience is key. Because I was at an event a couple of months ago and happened to meet somebody that I didn't expect anything to come from, because I met a whole bunch of people at that event. But I get a call a week ago from one of his subordinates who said, "Hey Jeff, my boss gave me your card. We have some big projects coming up. We'd love to meet with you." Met with him last week, and darned if a big project didn't come over the transom yesterday. And it's almost twofold. It's that you got to put your lines in the water to be prepared for marketing.
And keep your lines in the water.
And keep your lines in the water, but also realize that, you may not hit the fish that you were expecting, or the fish that you weren't expecting may hit your line. So I wasn't expecting this. This is not a client I had ever considered
landing. You have approached them before, right?
I've dealt with them in the past, and I've dealt with their PR people, and I said, "Hey, it was sort of like a passive marketing."
Right.
As a writer, I would deal with their PR people over the course of my work.
So you've done this over a few years, though, right?
Oh, absolutely.
See, this is what you're describing, folks. What Jeffrey's describing right now is what I call the quantum leap. Now, by that I mean, you're doing work today you're calling on people today, you're talking to people today for business this year.
Right.
You're doing business today that you worked up in January, February for this year. You're working on people to do business for the rest of the year. All of a sudden, here comes, you didn't even work up. But as you say, it came in over the transom. But you did that work a year ago or 5 years ago. And now you get all the benefit of what you're doing this year. And here comes the gravy on top. New business that you worked up a long time ago. You already did the work. And now here it is. And it gives you a quantum leap effect. It's a bonus.
Right.
It's gravy on your potatoes.
Yeah, and you have to, and that's the patience.
And that's the reason.
Of it.
That's exactly right.
That's the patience of it. You have to realize that. Look, we're not running a retail store, and some of your listeners run retail stores, so they run coupons and they run ads and they run specials only this weekend. You know, because they need to drive people to the register.
Right. That's right.
But they also realize that they're building their brand over time, and so when you know, if you run a hardware, you know, small mom and pop hardware store, flower shop, plumbing supply place, or a service industry, a plumber. Or, you know, or something along those lines, electrician, where you do need longer term, but you do need shorter term. You got to realize you got to serve both those markets.
Well, so, and you have to realize that there's no such thing as wasted marketing effort.
No,
because in time, I love the quote from Ecclesiastes: "Cast your bread upon the water, and in time it will come back to you."
You know what? I've called it sort of the put another way, I've called it the Chinese water torture of marketing, the drip, drip, drip method. Eventually, they will come to you. Eventually, they
will
cave.
We're trying to get people to want to do this, Jeffrey. We're not trying to get them to run away from
us. Well, or if we get them to break, they'll come to us. You know, we just torture them into, okay, would you shut up already? No, but that's key. And whatever the marketing is, look, I found that my marketing bears fruit if I get off my butt and get out and go to meetings, go to confabs, go to these things where I'm able to put my card in someone's hand or make face-to-face eye contact.
And without any way of knowing when or if benefit will come from that. And how
with
about
no
this?
Expectation.
How about
that
this? Somebody else walks up and says, "Hey, Jeff, we haven't met, but you gave this card to my brother, and he told me to call you."
Right, right. You have to. You almost have to go into marketing, especially when you go out to events or you're going to meet with people. You almost have to go in with no expectation of marketing
that's right.
You know, work coming
you
out of it.
You unfocus your eyes and just do it. You don't.
Right.
You don't. And actually, that's the better way to do it because you come across more laid back and more confident,
more authentic.
and less urgent and less desperate.
Right, absolutely, and that's key, you know.
Yeah.
And also, if you lower your not to sound dismissive, but if you lower your expectations, this is not a marketing exercise. I'm just going out to have fun. I'm going out to meet people.
But the key is out.
Right,
out your butt, outside of your four walls, out where other people are. The world will meet you in the street, Jeff. As you know, the world is not going to come and knock on your door.
Yep,
it will meet you in the street, but it won't knock you on your door. JeffreyZabar.com, ladies and gentlemen. GotWords.com, ChiefHomeOfficer.com. Any way you want to find him, check it out. Quick break, 20 after. On a bayou.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.